Brian. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Donnie.
How you feeling, man?
I feel great.
Yeah, you should. You bailed real early.
Y'all was having some issues yesterday.
All day, huh?
It was, yeah, I had some growlers. Plus, I don't know what I did. I bit my tongue or something. So, like, this whole side of my head hurts. It's weird.
Just from a tongue bite?
I don't know what it is.
The tongue bite hurts.
Skin. I know, but I don't. It hurts.
Like,
the tongue.
Skin on my head is sensitive to the touch on this side of my head. It's really strange. I don't know what
it
is.
And you think that's from just you biting your tongue?
I don't know, because this side of my tongue is swollen, and I don't know what it's. Who knows, man? I don't know.
Did you get hit by a 2x4?
I'll say, yeah. Did you get hit by a puck? Did you try to shoot a puck out of your butt? Just couldn't quite get it down.
If it had been Wednesday night and you had said that, I might have just tried it to see.
Okay.
Yesterday was just survival.
And, of course, we're here with George Dunham.
Man, that play that, laughed so hard the last 12 hours.
That play that right before we came on the air is something I never expected to hear in my entire life.
Well, should we let everyone in on it?
Sure. Why not?
We wondered if a coach in basketball has ever had enough of an officiating crew to get their attention and somehow lift a leg and either mimic or actually toot and then gotten teed up.
But on the official thing.
Well, then
thing
we thought about going to the PA mic.
Yeah.
And then,
like, he Walmarts that thing. Yeah.
Did you not hear me? Walmarts that thing. The womp.
I bet it's happened in baseball.
Hey, Tony. And then he drops the mic. And Tony Brothers tees him up. And he's like, what?
You farted in my direction. I did not. Yes, you did.
General direction.
But then the PA guy has to announce it on the same mic that just happened. Technical foul. Farting.
Right on the mic.
I'm going to say no. It's never happened.
Just biscuit eating.
Technical foul.
We can't hear you. You say something on this microphone.
Then, of course, we had to have Snagglepuss doing that
game.
Well,
when he's working with Marv Albert and the Czar, he has to comment on it.
I'm not sure what happened there.
He farted in his general direction, even. He tooted his butt, and then the referee tooted his whistle, even.
And then the Czar is drawing it on a telestrator.
See if you can telestrate that.
And he just draws a cloud of smoke out of Carlisle's butt.
God.
And see, this is what happened. He lifted his leg, and then he's drawing the cloud.
Man.
And I can smell it, even.
Do you want to hear the moment where we had Snagglepuss as the new announcer for TNT?
Please, let's go.
Okay.
I'm going to be doing games for TNT next year. Working with Kevin Harlan, even.
So Reggie Miller gets fired and they just bring in Snagglepuss.
Yeah, it's AI Snagglepuss. This AI Snagglepuss.
3D rendered in all the camera shots.
They can put him on the TNT crew as well.
Yeah, put him in the studio with Ernie, Chuck, and Shaq.
I got to ask you, Ernie, why we got Snagglepuss doing games, man?
Chuck. I didn't know Chuck was here. Hey, Chuck.
Well, Shaq, Chuck, if you just listen, I think he's very insightful.
Hey, Shaq, what do you think about Snagglepuss?
Man, I think it's funny. All right, we got Snagglepuss working on broadcast.
It kind of sounds like Michael Irvin.
Michael Irvin, what do you think about him?
Yeah, we hired you, Michael Irvin.
And his Waxahachie on time. I also heard he took my place on the NFL
Network. Oh,
I did. I'm going to give you my underdog pick every Sunday.
Snagglepuss is the lone wolf when they're picking games.
Yeah, shut the lone wolf. Guaranteed.
Oh, whoa. Well, they go with the bear.
Give me the furry hat.
This is such a rapid fire.
Caleb Williams, Ethan.
Gosh,
what a waste
so
of time.
Was that before the Stars? That was after the Stars.
That was after the Stars. Post game show. Bob had already gone to bed. He'd had it.
Man, we all came in hot on that Stars post game.
You got to apologize to Josh. We apologize
this morning. We have Josh on at 10:50.
I just wonder about all the people leaving the American Airlines Center last night.
They're stuck in the traffic.
And they hear that.
Right. They're like, what is going on? I'm trying to find the Stars postgame. What? No, it's on the ticket. Well, what is this?
Bob talked about, I guess I didn't realize this, that these broadcasts are put out on like satellite radio. So someone in North Carolina gets in the car last night, tuned in. Hey, what are the Stars? How the Stars do this? And they hear that. As Bob said, they have 48 people on their postgame show.
They're all talking at once. A wild postgame show. I've never heard that.
One guy keeps talking about PJ Washington. I don't know. He's not even a hockey player. Is this the right channel? It says NHL Network.
Dude, that awesome. Was just from the very beginning of tip off. From the Mavs game, it was total chaos. And yes, I was at the center of the whole thing.
You were fired up.
I'm going to apologize.
You don't have to. It was funny.
Because you know why? Because we did have the majority of the audio up last night was Stars because we had the post game, and so I just had to keep everyone up on what was happening during the. During the Maverick game. Now, I don't know if you can understand what was happening by me screaming, but...
All I got from it was you really, really wanted the Mavericks to stay down. You kept saying, stay down!
Yeah, defense.
You must have said that 200 times.
Well, I meant it.
And then you didn't listen to me. Jesus very much.
You should be on kids' staff.
You said that.
You really should.
Times.
Now, you would start about 8 fights during a game... Because some opponent would walk by you, and you'd tell him to sit down and get his BA off the court.
It was awesome, though, because you call out something, and then when they did it, you'd be like, I told you, because it would work.
They listened to me.
What if the Mavericks hired Donnie?
I'm speaking the truth.
That'd be the best.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I would get so many technical fouls.
You would. You'd get more than Luke.
I know. I'd have to... they'd have to have a get back coach for me.
There would,
if that's the case. Like in football, it's just
telling opponents to shut the F up
anytime they say a word. Yeah, they kept showing the one guy in Oklahoma City, and he wouldn't shut up. And he needed to.
All these NBA players looking at you. Who are you? What are you doing?
Mav logo down.
So much noise.
Oh, man,
that was fun.
It was, man. We got two good games to watch too.
Yeah, we did.
Because the Stars, I mean, you're up 4-0. We're all like, oh, that's okay. And so we switch it to the small TV and put the Mavs on the big TV.
And that's the only time you guys really didn't listen to me when I was saying, no, let's just keep everything going.
Man,
I wanted to keep that on the big TV because everything was going well with the setup
the
that we had.
That was so intense when they scored those goals. It's 4-3. God.
That couldn't happen, though. I still felt good about it.
I did, too. Really? I know it was tense, but I did feel good.
It was,
now,
man. When Colorado scored that third goal, I was like, oh, my God.
When they got
the penalty, and it was 6-on-4, that was kind
of
worrisome.
And then, of course, we have to watch the game with an Avs fan.
Who'd been an Avs fan for about 5 minutes.
God, it was really fun. I mean, he came in hot. I didn't even know he was around, and all of a sudden he sits down, and he's like, come on, Colorado. What are you doing?
We came up with that scenario. Had the Stars lost that lead, would Bob have charged Gordo at the end?
Well, this one would have charged him at the end. You're talking about Bob.
Yeah, man. I was trying to just, like, let it go. I was like, God, shut up.
I couldn't see you, Matt, because you were behind me. I was
pacing back and forth.
I thought so, yeah. Yeah, it was.
I was moving back and forth, talking to myself.
So were the Stars your team, like, in high school? More than Rangers or Cowboys or
no Rangers. I mean, I think about that sometimes. Like, I got really into the Stars, got really passionate about them, and I don't know, like, in the moment, I'm for that team. But since the Stars and the Mavs tend to play generally the same season, I lean more to the Stars than I would to the Mavs during that time. But when the Cowboys are on, I mean, I can't remember in my lifetime, as far as I know, I've seen every Cowboys game since I've been born. Because that's what my family does.
Yeah.
And then Rangers was the first game I ever went to when I was 2 years old, so many years ago. So
but
it's
if
just,
you had
man,
to choose one team that you could only watch. Man, I know it's tough.
It'd be Cowboys for you, right?
Probably to watch, yeah. But then again, that's easier, too, because there's only 17 games.
See, I think that's one thing the Stars have going for them is coming here in the late 90s for kids, if you were a kid in that that decade, like two of my three boys, that's their team, Stars.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun when they first got here, not really understanding the sport or anything, but seeing them, and it helps when you're that good that quickly.
Yeah, because
the
Mounds
got
that
pretty good pretty quickly.
Yeah,
when they got here.
4 years later, they deliver a cup. I mean,
that's gonna have a lot of people jump on board.
Yeah, and I think like with the Mavs, when I was a kid growing up, the Mavs, because in the late 80s, the Mavs were good, but they also had to go up against Michael Jordan for kid attention.
Right, yeah, right.
And so, obviously, me being a kid, little kid in the 80s, and then growing up into the 90s, I mean, Jordan was everything. And so,
Are you kidding me?
I liked the Mavs back then, but I mean, Michael Jordan was Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I went to reunion when Jordan came to town 1 year. I can't remember what year it was, but you want to talk about just a crazy event. Like, we always talk about the sporting. A lot of sporting events you go to that you'll never forget, and you know the memorable moments and all that. I don't even remember what happened during the game, but it was just so wild with the crowd, and because the Mavericks were terrible.
Yeah.
But it's Jordan coming to town, and you know you had to park almost at the zoo and walk down 35 to get to Reunion Arena when that happened. And any other time, because I worked with Kevin, who was the PA. For every union, and he would give me tickets all the time.
Yeah.
All the time because nobody went. Like, I would sit.
Man, he was so great at PA.
He was. And then when the Jordan game hits, and now it's, you know, it's 18,000 people at reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Standing, it was so much fun.
But see, you were probably too young to remember this. You probably were too young, too, Donovan. Early 80s, the Mavericks were referred to as a model franchise.
Really?
Because they got started. I mean, think about it. 83, 84, that was Moody Madness, and they'd only been here, you know,
four years. Yeah.
And, you know, they got to the playoffs, they hung with the Lakers, and then got to the Western Conference Finals, 88. That's a pretty good stretch of success
from
in
the
8 years.
Right.
And then they went through the whole Tarpley thing, and it all fell apart
it
in the 90s.
It crashed so fast.
Oh, my gosh.
That was... Yeah. It's almost as impressive as getting off to such a hot start like they did, the crash and burn that quickly.
Yeah, and for like a decade.
Yeah,
horrible
from
90
basketball. To 90 to 99. It was just terrible
before
nothing. Dirk.
Some of the worst teams in the history of the NBA.
With Quinn Buckner and Jim Clemens.
So bad.
I mean, you're drafting who? Cherokee Parks and Loren Myers and all these random dudes. And God, who is Samaki Walker and all those guys?
Samaki Walker.
And none of them, they all sucked. Like every single one of them.
But then you have the hope of
the three J's.
The three
that
J's.
Was a hope.
And but it never materialized.
Yeah, it was wild, man.
All right, Moose. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah. Thank
that was,
y'all.
That was a fun night last night.
I will say this. I think within the next 10 years, you will have some sort of AI broadcaster, some sort of generated thing. Like we were talking about this morning for football, maybe it's regenerated or Avatar John Madden or something like that. You will see it. It may not be Snagglepuss, but...
That's the only one I want to see. I don't want to see anyone else.
It will be something along those lines. Or maybe you have a choice, and it's just whatever you're looking at through your goggles.
Yeah, it's like Waze. You can change the voices.
Change the voices and the cartoon characters that you're watching.
Okay.
The carport is located on the right.